Reading from a Psalm of David, the 23rd Psalm. You can find it on page 501 in the Pew Bibles, and I encourage you to open to them. It's going to sound unfamiliar in the words that I'm going to read. I'm going to read it from a different version, but don't worry, we'll come back to some familiar words. By the way, don't try to figure out what I'm preaching based on the title there. It's difficult. In the beginning of the week, you think you're going to go one direction, and then you don't. So it has nothing to do with the title. In fact, we'll call it Me and God. How's that? Listen to God's word. Yahweh, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of Yahweh the rest of my life. Now I'll read it from the version that you have in the pews in front of you, the New Revised Standard Version, probably a little more familiar. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, this is probably one of the best, if not the best known section of Scripture. You hear it over and over again. If any of the Old Testament is memorized, I guess the two things that are memorized are in the New Testament, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And if you memorize anything in the Old Testament, it is probably the 23rd Psalm. You probably, however, did not memorize it in either of the versions from which I read. And if you were listening, you might have there might have been some phrases in there that didn't quite make sense to you the way you learned it. Now, I'm going to read it now from the King James Version, which is the way most of us learned it. And if you did a good job during your Lenten discipline and prayed this every day, you can say it out loud with me. Now, maybe you should bow your head so your neighbors, if you didn't do it, don't know that you didn't do your due diligence, but that's okay. Say it with me if you want in the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's how we learned it. Those words can be very powerful words. I'm pretty sure that at some time or other I told you an incident in my pastoral life in a former church with a woman by the name of Nellie, who I was called to the hospital and she was already in a coma. She was unresponsive even to family who were near her. And so as I often do, especially if someone is in a dire circumstance, I fortunately along the way learned the 23rd Psalm. And so I began to say the 23rd Psalm in those words. And Nellie, although she was in a coma, mouthed those words with me. If I'm remembering correctly, there was even some sound coming out. And you know, the same thing happened when I prayed the Lord's Prayer. The family told me later that she never regained consciousness. But even when they said those words, she responded with them. There's something deeply touching within inside of us, deeply, that these words resonate with us. They are read at almost every funeral that I've ever done, and most of the funerals that I've attended. But it's not just about facing death. In fact, one of the phrases that you can hear translated differently is the one that says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death." That isn't what our New Revised Standard Version said. It says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley." That's probably a closer, more literal sense of what the Hebrew actually says. Fearing no evil doesn't mean that evil is going to happen to us. It means we don't fear that anything bad, anything is going to happen to us. I love this psalm. And I have enjoyed this week, I have to tell you, because as often as I've read this psalm, said this psalm, even preached on this psalm, I learned some new stuff this week. And man, that's exciting when you become an old guy like me studying the scriptures. It's the imagery of this psalm that's so powerful. There are really two primary images in this psalm. One certainly is that of the shepherd. We should note that in the ancient Near East, shepherd was an image of royalty as well. The king was the shepherd of the people, and so we certainly have that in the 23rd Psalm, which is written by King David, who himself was a shepherd. And so we get this marvelous imagery of the shepherd who makes us lie down in green pastures and leads us beside still waters and restores our soul or revives us, restores us, heals us, all of those images, and then leads me in the paths of righteousness. Other translations say, and you can maybe even at the bottom of the page, if yours doesn't, although the one in the Bible or the one in the pews does say, "He leads me in right paths." It means he leads me in the right direction, that the Message translation says it. And then at the end, so we have this, we're not afraid because the shepherd is with us, and the shepherd has the rod and the staff. The staff is for guiding, the rod is for protection. If anything seeks to harm the sheep, it is the shepherd who drives them off. Remember, David was pretty good at a slingshot, and that's what David used. But then the imagery shifts. It's no longer the shepherd, it's the host, the one who receives us, preparing a table before us, and even in the presence of our enemies, anointing our heads with oil, which is what an honored guest would have done to them when they entered the house of someone. The host would anoint them with oil, their cup of blessing overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy. And by the way I learned to memorize that was, I think, of Three Sisters. Surely goodness and mercy. Okay, that's just how I learned this song. follow me all the days of my life. The actual word is pursues me. Not follows after me, but is running to me, toward me, pursuing me. The Message version says, your beauty and love chase after me. These are wonderful and comforting images that speak something to us, that we are being led, that we are being protected, that we are being fed and sustained and welcomed. One of the other things that's different is the house of the Lord forever. Some say not forever, but for my whole life, my life long. Every day of my life, the Message says, I'm back home in the house of Yahweh for the rest of my life. By the way, he uses Yahweh, and this leads us to the next point I want to make. It's the structure. And this is what I learned so much this week. The structure of this psalm. It begins and ends with God. I'm not sure I ever noticed that before. The Lord is my shepherd. The house of the Lord is where I will dwell. And if you look at your version, you'll notice that Lord is spelled in all uppercase letters. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Do you remember what that from some of our studies in the Old Testament means? It is the name that God revealed to Moses. It is the name Yahweh. We sometimes call it Jehovah. Englishize that word. But in Hebrew, as best we understand it, that's how it was pronounced. Yahweh is my shepherd. I'm back home in the house of Yahweh, the Lord. The Lord is at the beginning of this, and the Lord is at the end of it. And you know what's in the middle? This is what thrilled me this week to discover. The exact middle of this psalm in terms of the number of words. And it would surprise us how organized much of the Psalms are. Many passages of the Old Testament and New Testament, they follow very, very specific patterns. The exact middle of this psalm that begins and ends with God is God and me. God and you. It's the words, thou art with me. That's the middle. That's what this psalm is all about. You and God, me and God, that God is with us. And again, I'll say, it's not just at the time of death. It's through any dark valley. You've probably heard this before. It's a little schmaltzy, but I'm going to read it anyway. I feel schmaltzy today. It's called Footprints, Footprints in the Sand. I didn't know that there were actually three different versions from three different people. They're not all that unlikely. This is from 1963, Carolyn Carty. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed that he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him, the other belonging to the Lord. Remember that Eugene Peterson in The Message says, I'm not afraid when you walk by my side. So the walking side by side, back to the footprints. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times of his life, what we might call the dark valleys. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand. Why, when I needed you most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. That's the prime message of this psalm, that God is with us. This psalm is about Christ, by the way. It has an integrity of its own, written by David in David's time. But David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit writing this psalm, was not aware that he was writing about one of his own descendants, the one who would be the Davidic king, Jesus Christ. Because it's Jesus Christ who fulfills this psalm. It is Jesus Christ who is the good shepherd. It is Jesus Christ who said, my sheep know my name. It's Jesus Christ who said, I have come that you might have life. Not just in death, but who walks with us in life. It's Jesus Christ who told his disciples on the mountain near Bethany when Matthew 28 at the Great Commission, he said to them, go into all the world and baptize. We had it in the baptismal liturgy today. But he said, and I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. It is Jesus Christ who leads us in right directions. It is Jesus Christ who prepares the table before us when we come to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. It is Jesus Christ who instituted the sacrament of baptism, which are the still waters that restore our soul, that begin to put us on the right path. It is through Jesus Christ that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But lastly, this psalm is one of the most personally directed in all of the Bible. For David does not just declare that the Lord is the shepherd. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. I got to look at a note here because I did word counts in this. I know one's 11, the other's 17, 12. 17, okay. Remember, 17 and 12. If you go through this psalm and you count every time me, my, mine, and I are mentioned in this psalm 17 times. You look at how many times God is mentioned in this, either by the name Yahweh or by he, his, him, you, yours, 12 times. In just these six verses, 17 times it mentions us personally. 12 times it mentions God. It is about God and you. God and me. The Lord is not just the shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. This imagery of surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. No, it's God, it's Jesus Christ who is knocking at the door of your life, who is chasing after you like the hound of heaven in the great English poem, so that it may be in your life him and you. One of the questions that was asked today of the parents, and by the way, that liturgy came out of the new, very brand new. We have a new hymnal, and so we have a new liturgy book as well. And that's the only copy we have, right, so far. Yeah. It came from that. I love the questions to the children in there as well, too. But one of the questions we asked the parents in the old liturgy and all of them is, who is your Lord and Savior? To which the response is, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. So I ask one question to you before I close. Who is your shepherd? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.